football is finally back. The sting of last year's early exit is a distant memory. Broncos country now turning to a familiar face to lead the charge. Teamed up with a future Hall of Famer at quarterback and a hungry defense, mission plan Super Bowl 50 is a go.
Broncos on three, one, three, two, Broncos!
In the Zone with Coach Gary Kubiak starts right now. Welcome to our first edition of In the Zone with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. How about that title, Coach? Has it sunk in yet? Still a little surreal?
Well, it's kind of hard to believe, you know, but what a great opportunity at this stage of my career, and just looking forward to opening up at home with our great fans.
Let's go back maybe before we go forward. You spent 9 years here as a player, 11 as a coach. Really, some of the true glory years of this proud franchise. What's maybe one thing you want to take from those years and kind of institute it in your team this year?
Well, I think it was always about consistency as a football team and the organization on a day-to-day basis, year-to-year basis. We had a couple of tough years, but when you look at the big picture, extremely successful and very consistent in this league. And, Mr. Boland's always been special to me and to everybody who works this organization and continues to be, and we need to continue that tradition.
Let's start with offense here as we break down the upcoming game, but in particular, one Peyton Manning, you got a guy that has a little bit of experience under his belt when it comes to playing quarterback. What's it been like to work with Peyton this offseason and this preseason?
You know, it's been great. You know, I get asked a lot of questions about meshing of the offense and this or that, but, you know, it's football, and Peyton loves ball. Nobody's more committed to his team than he is. He's had a great summer. We got to help him out and play well around him, but you can always count on him to do his job.
And the way he's approaching this, as you might expect, he's pretty much an all-team guy. Let's go ahead and hear from Peyton here as he talks about that meshing of the offense, as you talked about, Coach.
I'm on board. I feel like I've always had a good attitude, team player, whatever they feel they want me to do, that's what I'll do.
I don't think it's an overnight process by any means, but I've enjoyed competing with him, you know, just in these short period of time in training camp and in preseason. Looking forward to competing with him, starting against Baltimore and playing some games that really count.
I'm assuming that feeling's mutual, right? Yeah. You get to go out and compete with one of the best.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just left the practice field. And, you know, when you're talking to him and going through practice and going through situations, there's nobody more into what's going on and more competitive. And as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
I want to be careful not to take this out of context, but he is known as being a bit of a perfectionist. Can it also get a little difficult to work with a guy that is such a perfectionist?
I can only speak for myself, and that's what you want.
That's right.
He challenges you as a coach and wants a lot of answers, and you better have them. But that's, you know, that's why it makes me better, makes our football team better. Like I said, you know, he's always pulling everything in the right direction.
Other side of the football, defense now. What we saw in the preseason, I know it's preseason, I know it's four games, but 19 sacks in four games. Can we maybe expect that kind of production?
Well, we're deep, you know, and we were very consistent in the preseason, but it's fixing to get really tough. I mean, we're playing a really good group opening day and a very physical group. And, you know, we got a lot of confidence coming out of the preseason, but we all know you wipe the slate clean and it's time to go do it again. But we're going to play a lot of guys. We feel really good about the depth of our defensive football team.
Scheme-wise, personality-wise, I guess there's a reason why you brought Wade Phillips
over. I've been with Wade before. You know, I've actually known Wade a long time. I've only coached with him so many years, but known him a long time. And I like the simplicity of what he does, how quick he can get a group going in the right direction. And I love the group of coaches that he's brought with him.
You do have two suspensions, the starters on that side of the football to deal with, Coach. No Derek Wolfe, no T.J. Ward. You do have David Bruton. The guy's got some experience filling in at free safety. Let's go ahead and hear from David Bruton now about stepping in for T.J. this week.
I'm expecting to go out there and take full advantage of my opportunity. You know, it's unfortunate what happened with T.J., but, you know, the way of this business is next man up. So for the next week, I'm the next guy up.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true, you know, and don't forget now, Brew was in the battle with Stewart for a starting job to begin with. So, you know, we'll miss TJ's voice. He's a very loud player and a leader, but that's also what David is. His teammates elected him captain this week. It's a great opportunity in his career to step up and start, and I'm looking forward to watching him play.
We'll be back with more from Coach Kubiak in just a minute, but first up, Raul Martinez is standing by with a look at this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. In this week's Behind Enemy Lines segment, we want to focus on one of the elder statesmen in the NFL. Steve Smith Sr. is a 15-year veteran who seems to never slow down. after spending 13 years with Carolina. Smith exploded in his first year with the Ravens last year. At 5'9", he finished with over 1,000 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. For his career, Smith has 915 catches for over 13,000 yards and 73 touchdowns. Stopping Smith will be tough for the Broncos secondary if they want to contain the Ravens offense. And to put it all into perspective, Broncos rookie and first-round pick Shane Ray was only 8 years old when Smith entered the league in 2001. Wow. All right, still to come on this week's edition of In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, Broncos wide receiver Jordan Norwood has great hands on the field, but may have a better eye off of it. And Nick sits down with DeMarcus Ware, the veteran linebacker, tells us what he enjoys doing outside of football in this week's player profile.